Well, this song began as an idea of Joe's. He had recorded some elements of it and played those to me. Then I co-wrote the rest of the song with him and with the others in Hot Chip in the studio, and we had another session with Yune Pinku to work on music of hers. And during that session, we asked her if she would contribute to our track. So it was very casual, really. We were working on demos for her, you know, with us as the producers and co-writers. And that's very much, that was the first day we'd met her. The only day we met her, in fact. So we did that. And on the same day, she added vocals to the chorus of Fire of Mercy. And yeah, it was just a very kind of natural collaboration. Her voice is really good. I think her own music is great. The production is great. And I feel like she's doing something interesting with the blend of what I hear as quite kind of folk-like singing, like a very raw-sounding voice, but being mixed with interesting electronic production. Those two things coming together feels quite new to me. And I enjoyed talking to her in the studio about where she started as more of a kind of songwriter without electronic stuff going on, more of a from a folk tradition, I think, if I understand correctly. So we're just using her voice in the track. It's adding something textural. It brings something to the song which we couldn't bring, because her own voice is quite unique. So that's what that was about. But it was very much a Hot Chip song before she got involved. We brought her in at the final stages, really.
I think that's very exciting, the way that you keep collaborating with other artists, because that also adds to your sound, you know, to never not staying the same and not staying stuck. I don't know if you see it in that sense as well.
Yes, I do. I think you can learn a lot from collaborating with other people. I found myself in a situation recently in the studio where I was working with somebody I'd never met before, and it led to really good results. These are unreleased results, you know, but by being with somebody who works in a different way from you, they sometimes get things out of you that you might not come up with left to your own devices, and vice versa. So I think there is a lot, even though I sit here right now in a studio on my own, there is a lot to be said for collaboration and for chance encounters with people, you know?
Yes. And well, we want to ask you about the meaning of the song, the messages, because we know that it talks about
growing up
and this corruption of being an adult, and that we really want to be a child. And I want to ask you, we want to ask you about, when did you realize that you were no more a child? And you have to be an adult, and if that is on this song, that experience, that feeling.
Heartbreaking.
Well, I can answer on behalf of Joe. Joe is the one who described that meaning of the song. Often in Hot Chip songs, there are lyrics written by me and lyrics written by him, and they're different people's perspectives. So I can only guess where Joe was coming from. It sounds like he's talking about needing to be helped in some way, or rescued by some kind of religious baptism or some cleansing, or maybe it's a moment of surrendering to something bigger than yourself. I don't really know what prompted him to feel this way. It sounds like there is like a need to start over, to start afresh. And so I think that's what he was thinking about in his own words. And that's where this idea of the loss of innocence and the recognition of experience comes in, which is a William Blake famous concept from his poetry. For me, the words I'm writing about are responding to what Joe is saying, and they are talking about putting into perspective the difficulties you have. So when you're facing challenges, you need to work out if these are overwhelming and you need help from others, or if these are things which you can get through, they're momentary. If, you know, so I'm talking about if you feel like you're spiraling out of control, are you actually heading downwards, or is it a moment to turn things around and to find a new opportunity to start again? So I think that feeds into what he's singing about too. But to get into the real nitty-gritty of what he's gone through, I haven't asked him. There's a lot that's unspoken in these Hot Chip songs, and there's a lot of tapping into the feeling that somebody is getting at. And I think that is what goes on in music generally. You know, you don't necessarily say explicitly what's happened to you in an autobiographical way. You say what you're feeling about a situation. And that's how it can be understood by other people, because they don't need to know what you've lived through. They just need to know that they connect emotionally with what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a way of relating. And you are coming over here to Mexico in a few months for Corona Capital. So we were just wondering, how are you feeling about that? Are you excited? We're excited.
Yeah, I'm glad you're excited. We're always excited to come to Mexico. We've been a lot of times over the years, and as many fans of Hot Chip will know, our first record was the Mexico EP, written and recorded after Joe and I traveled around Mexico, starting off in the Yucatan and moving around and ending up in Jalapa and Guadalajara. We have a strong bond with Mexico. The places within Mexico, the cities, the villages, the towns, they're all, anywhere we've traveled, we've really enjoyed. We've enjoyed the people, the atmosphere, the colors, the artwork, the food. It's a very vibrant place. I know that may feel like something everybody says, but for us coming from where we are in the UK, it really is quite a vibrant place to visit. Architecturally, it's interesting, but really culturally, it's quite different from places we grew up. So it's exciting for us to come to Mexico. And maybe most of all, the crowds are very lively and excited when we play usually. So that gives us a lot of very real, visceral